Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning Parak Hey, Mishnah Dalet, and Parak Hey, Mishnah Hey, as we continue learning about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the festivities, the excitement that would take place during Chol HaMoed Sukkos. What exactly would happen during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Says the Mishnah, Chasidim ve'anshei Maisa, hayu merakdim lefneim ba'avukos shel or shebideyem. The holy men, and the men that would act appropriately, and they were holy people, they would dance before them. Who would they dance for? They would dance for the people who came to watch them, juggling flaming torches in their hands. The Bartanura points out, some juggled four torches at once, and some juggled eight, right? There was a lot of excitement going on. V'omrim lefnehen, divrei shiros v'sushbachos, and they would say words of song and praise before them as well. What would they say? So as the Bartanura points out, that there were those that would say, Ashrei yaldosenu shlo baisha ziknosenu, that some would say that happy is our youth that has not shamed our old age, meaning they didn't make mistakes, they didn't sin. And there were also others who would say, Ashrei ziknosenu shekapara al yaldosenu, and those are people that did tshuva, and they would basically say that happy is our old age that has atoned for our youth, meaning now we're doing tshuva for the mistakes that we made then. So these are the two different things that people would say, depending on if they sinned or not. Generally speaking, we assume people sinned and did tshuva, and therefore we assume that most people would say, Ashrei ziknosenu, thankfully that we've gotten older to get kapara, to get atonement and forgiveness for mistakes that we have made in the past. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'halavim, Bichinoros, Uvinevalim, Uvim Tzaltayim, Uvechatotros, Uvechlei Shir, below Mispar. The Levim would play all these different instruments, harps and lyres and cymbals and trumpets and countless other musical instruments. Al Chamesh Esre Malos Hayordos Me Ezras Yisrael Le Ezras Nashim, while they were standing on the 15 steps that led down from the regular Azar, the regular courtyard, to the Ezras Nashim, down to the women's courtyard. Keneged Chamisha Asar Shir Hamalos Sheba Tehillim, which corresponds to the 15 Shir Hamalos. We know one of them very famously from Birchas Hamazon, from benching, but there are 15 Prakim of Tehillim that start with Shir Hamalos, and these stairs going from the Ezras, the regular Azar, to the Ezras Nashim are 15 stairs, and that corresponds to the 15 Shir Hamalos, which literally means these songs of going up the stairs that are in the book of Tehillim. Shaleim Levim Omdim Bekli Shir V'Omrim Shir, and on which the Levim stood with musical instruments, and they would sing these special songs to Hashem. And as the Bartanura points out, the Levim stood on these steps only at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. For the regular Avodah, where they would sing, they performed on a platform near the Mizbeach. Now the Simchas Beis HaShoeva continued through the night until the time arrived for the water to be brought to the Shiloach, from the Shiloach spring, to draw water for the Nisuch HaMayim. The Mishnah is describing here how this procession actually began. It says the Mishnah, Va'amdu shnei kohanim b'shar ha'elyon sheyored me'ezras Yisrael le'ezras nashim u'shtei chatzotzros bidehen. There will be two kohanim standing in the upper gate, also known as Shar Nikonor, the Nikonor gate, and that was at the top of the 15 steps that led down from the regular courtyard to the women's courtyard, and they had two trumpets in their hand. Kara Hagever Taku Vehiriyu Visaku. When the announcer called out, they would blow a tekiah, a trua, which again was three notes, and a tekiah on their shofar, and they would begin to go down the stairs. Higiu Lamala Asiris Taku Vehiriyu Visaku. When they reached the 10th step, they again blew a tekiah, a true and a tekiah. Higiu la azara tagaveri v'taku. When they reached the floor of the Ezras Nashim, the woman's quarry, they again blew a tekiah, a true and a tekiah. Hayu sokin v'holchen at shemagiyin l'shar hayotim izrach. They continued blowing as they followed by the people marched across the Ezras Nashim until they reached the gate at the far end that led out to the east. Higiu l'shar hayotim izrach. When they reached the gate that led out from the east of the Ezras Nashim, the women's courtyard, they turned their faces to the west, that they faced the Heichal, and they said, Avoseinu shahayu b'makom hazeh, achareyem el Heichal Hashem, ufneyem kedma. Our forefathers stood in this place with their backs to the Heichal of Hashem, facing the east. Vehema mishtachavim kedma lashemesh, and they bowed east towards the sun. Va'anu leka inenu, but as for us, our eyes are turned towards Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hayushonin v'omrin anu leka uleka einen, that they would sing and they would say repeatedly, we bow down to Hashem, thanking Him for what He has done for us in the past, and our eyes are turned toward Hashem, hoping for His saving us in the future. They then would begin to proceed to the Shiloach spring, where they would draw the water for the mitzvah of the Nisuch Hamayim. Continuing now with Perek Hey Mishnah Hey. And we have learned that the shofaros were blown several times in the Beis HaMikdash throughout Sukkot. They were blown during this procession that we learned about previously in the previous Mishnah, Perek Hey Mishnah Dalid, where they would go to the Shiloach spring to draw water for the Nisuch HaMayim, when the water was brought back to the Beis HaMikdash, and when the Aravos, as we learned in Mishnah, in the Perek Dalet Mishnah Hay, were stood against the sides of the Mizbeach. The Mishnah here in Perek Hay Mishnah Hay is going to deal with these and other times when the shofar was blown in the Beis HaMikdash. It says, the Mishnah in Pochas and Me'eshim V'achas Tekios V'Mikdash, we do not sound less than 21 trumpet blasts in one day in the Beis HaMikdash, Ve'in Mosifin Al Arba, and we don't sound more than 48 blasts of the shofar. The Mishnah is explaining, b'chol yom hayu sham eshem v'yachas tekios b'mikdash. Every day there were at least 21 blasts of the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, shalos l'psichas sha'arim, 3 for the opening of the gates of the Azar in the morning, v'teisha l'tamit shal shachar, 9 for the morning karban tamid, v'teisha l'tamit shal bein harbam, and 9 for the afternoon karban tamid. That since these events took place every single day, the minimum number of daily trumpet blasts in the Beis HaMikdash was going to be 21. However, the Mishnah is now going to cite two situations of where the shofar was blown that did not occur every day. Uva musafin hayu mosifin otesha, on days when the karban musaf was brought, whether it be Shabbos and Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, they added another 9 blasts for those karbanos. Uva erev Shabbos hayu mosifin ot sheish, and erev Shabbos on Friday they added an additional 6 blasts. Shalosh lehavtil ha'amim melacha, 3 blasts to stop the people from doing work before Shabbos. V'shalosh lehavdil bin kodesh lechol, and 3 blasts to divide between the holy Shabbos and the regular day of Friday. I mean, to inform people that Shabbos was actually starting. As the Bartonur points out, that after the first three blasts, they waited the amount of time it takes to roast a small fish, and then they sounded the second 3 blasts to mark the beginning of Shabbos. For those who go into Eretz Yisrael, for example, often you'll see something similarly done over there. Now, as we mentioned previously, the shofar was blown several times on Sukkot. The Mishnah shows on one day of Sukkot there could be as many as 48 blasts. Says the Mishnah, Erev Shabbos Shebesoch HaChag HaYisham Arba'a Mushmona, on Erev Shabbos, the fall during the Yontif of Sukkot, there were 48 trumpet blasts. Shalosh L'psichas Arm, 3 for the opening of the gates in the morning. Shalosh L'shara Elyon, 3 for starting the procession to the Shiloach spring from the upper gate. V'shalosh L'shara Tachton, 3 for continuing the procession to the lower gate, which led out to the Beis HaMikdash. V'shalosh L'miloi Hamayim, 3 for filling the golden flask with water drawn from the Shiloach spring. V'shalosh Agabe Mizbech, 3 for leaning the Aravos over the top of the Mizbeach. Teisha l'samit shal shachar, 3 for the morning karban tamid. V'teisha l'tamit shal bein harabayim, and 9 for the afternoon karban tamid. That was done again every day. V'teisha l'musaf, and 9 for the karban musa that was wrought on Sukkot. Shalosh l'havtil es ha'am min ha'malacha, 3 to stop the people from working before Shabbos. V'shalosh l'havtil bin kodesh l'chol, and 3 to divide between the holiness of Shabbos and the regular Friday that was experienced. And if you count these all together, they would total all 48 blasts. That was done again where Erev Shabbos falls out during the holiday of Sukkot. Have a great day.